There is a girl. Her name's Sarah. What's the girl's name? Sarah. Her name is Sarah. Sarah is a very smart, hard-working girl. Is Sarah a lazy girl? No, she's not. She's hard-working. Is Sarah smart? Yes, she is. She's not stupid. Actually, she's a very smart girl. Is Sarah a girl or a boy? A girl. Sarah is a very smart, hard-working girl. She goes to an English class every day. Does she sometimes go to an English class? No, she doesn't. She goes to an English class every day. Where does she go every day? An English class. She goes to an English class every day. Does Sarah go to the gym every day? No, she doesn't. She goes to an English class. She gets up early every morning. Does she get up late or early? Early? She gets up early. Does she get up late on the weekends? No, she doesn't. She gets up early every day. After getting up, she goes for a walk at the park. What does Sarah do after getting up? She goes for a walk. Where does she go for a walk? At the park. She goes for a walk at the park. Does she go to the gym for a walk? No, she doesn't. She goes to the park. Does she go running at the park? No, she doesn't. She goes walking at the park. Next, she takes a shower. What does Sarah do after she goes walking at the park? She takes a shower. After taking a shower, she has a big breakfast. Does she have breakfast in the morning? Yes, she does. Does she eat a small breakfast? No, she doesn't. She has a big breakfast. Then, she goes to the English class. What does Sarah do after she eats breakfast? She goes to the English class. Sarah goes to the English class by bus. How does she go to the English class? By bus. She takes the bus to the English class. Does she go to the English class by car? No, she doesn't. She doesn't drive a car. She takes the bus. At class, her teacher teaches English grammar very well and translates the English words into Persian. Does her teacher teach grammar badly? No, she doesn't. She teaches very well. Does her teacher translate words into Persian? Yes, she does. She translates all English words into Persian. How does her teacher teach grammar? Very well. She teaches grammar very well. Sarah listens very carefully to her teacher. Does Sarah listen to her teacher carefully or carelessly? Carefully. She listens to her teacher very carefully. How does Sarah listen to her teacher teaching English? Very carefully. She listens to her very carefully. And takes notes. Does Sarah take notes? Yes, she does. Sarah knows a lot of English words, and she knows a lot of grammar rules. Does Sarah know a lot of grammar rules? Yes, she does. She knows lots of English rules and words. But she has a problem. What's her problem? Well, she studies English very well, but she can't speak English well. Does she study English a lot? Yes, she does. She studies very hard. Can she speak English well? No, she can't. She can't speak English well. Sarah is very sad and tired. She doesn't know what she can do about her problem. Is Sarah happy and energetic? No, she's not. She's very sad and tired. Does she know what she can do about her problem? No, she doesn't. She doesn't know what to do with her problem. One day, she decides to speak to her friend. Her friend's name is Miriam. Miriam is a smart student too. What's Sarah's friend's name? Miriam. Her friend's name is Miriam. What's Miriam like? Smart. She's also a smart student. What does Sarah decide to do with her problem? She decides to speak to her friend, Miriam. Miriam tells her, don't study English grammar, and don't translate English words into Persian. Does Miriam tell her to study English grammar? No, she doesn't. She tells her not to study English grammar. Does Miriam tell her to translate English words into Persian? No, she doesn't. She tells her not to translate English words into Persian. Miriam tells Sarah, use an English to English dictionary and learn English through listening to English. Does Miriam tell Sarah to use an English to Persian dictionary? No, she doesn't. She tells her to use an English to English dictionary. Sarah follows Miriam's advice. Does Sarah follow Miriam's advice? Yes, she does. She doesn't ignore her advice. Actually, she follows what Miriam tells her. After some months, Sarah can speak English very well. Can she speak English very well? Yes, she can. Now, she can speak English very well. She's very happy. Is Sarah sad and tired now? No, she's not. She's very happy and energetic. She doesn't study grammar. She doesn't learn English words through translating them into Persian. And she knows deep learning is very important.